Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not too bad.
Good deal. Well, we are going to start off real quickly because we got a lot to get to today with your cover story. And one of the interesting areas of the economy and one that unfortunately has mixed news for the Las Cruces area. Nationally, home prices are really taking off finally. We're really getting a resurgence. Some of that value lost in this enormous crash coming back. But that's not happening in the Las Cruces area. But there is one bright spot to tell us in the cover story here. It looks like at least homes are selling, even though they're selling for less money.
Yeah, it's a good news, bad news type thing. Las Cruces has seen the best year for home sales since 2009. Almost 1,350 homes were sold last year, 2012. But prices are down. For the last 2 years, they've gone down by about $10,000. They were about $187,000 or so in 2010 and $177,000 in 2011. And this year, they were about $167,000. So you can see the last 2 years, they've gone down by about $10,000 for the average price. Now, what I've been told is one of the reasons might be short sales and foreclosures. You know, those homes, they're getting off the books and getting off the market, and they're being sold probably for undervalue, and that might be bringing the cost down some. So hopefully we'll see the trend that prices rising come along here as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting market, Las Cruces, and, you know, what you do hear people saying is that things should turn around when we begin to see the national picture continue to improve, because a lot of this area has been hurt by the fact that folks who want to retire here weren't comfortable or couldn't sell their home elsewhere. So hopefully that situation, as that changes, that'll help the pricing in Las Cruces.
You know, that's always been the point, what people said, that sort of like the pipeline, so to speak, from other places to the country is just sort of stopped flowing because people couldn't sell their homes elsewhere. I was speaking to John Hummer with Steinborn, and he said that they're starting to hear and see that homes are selling now in other places, maybe Virginia and the Northeast and the South and then, you know, California and other places. So if people want to retire here, maybe they can now unload their home where they're at and come buy a home here. Florida is pretty significant too because they have a big retiree population, and if things are starting to buy and sell down there, that should mean that we should be able to do that here. But it's still waiting to see type of thing. Another thing Mr. Hummer told me was that they're getting on some of the lower priced homes multiple offers, which hadn't always been happening before. So that's a good sign too. So they're starting to see some movement, but we have to temper it with the fact that it's not a runaway freight train just yet.
Okay. Well, let's hope that those pictures in the real estate area continue to improve. Taking a look at the profile this week, also dealing with real estate, very interesting here, a Canadian company that owns land on the border.
Yeah, Brookfield Asset Management is this Canadian company, and they've paid about just shy of $900 million for a majority stake in Verde Realty. And a lot of people have probably heard of Verde Realty. They're a Texas-based company. They had offices in El Paso before. They're based in Houston right now. But they've bought up thousands and thousands of acres along the border and own part of what some of the industrial park are down in the Santa Teresa area. And they originally had plans for a big sort of development on both sides of the border with housing and residential as well as commercial places and industrial parks and that sort of stuff. But things didn't quite go their way, and then the recession hit, so that those plans were sort of scrapped. So now they've sold a majority interest to this Canadian company, and it's still a very interesting area down there. Obviously, we're seeing some growth, and then you have the intermodal shipping facility for Union Pacific is going to be going in there with the big railroad area that's coming up here in several years, and we can expect big warehousing interests and that sort of stuff to hopefully be attracted to that. So this company, obviously, if they're going to lay down that kind of money, is very interested in the area. Now, it's not all of what Verde holds, so they go to a wider variety of interests and everything. But one of their main areas is the border here in southern New Mexico.
Okay, what's new this week, Brooke?
Well, people love food, so I'll start with that one. A new Jack in the Box is either open or almost open. I haven't been by this weekend to see, to tell you the truth. I was told anywhere from last Friday to today it might be opening. It's up there right at the corner of Sonoma Ranch Boulevard and North Rise Drive, right near Fitness, a fitness place, actually, of all things.
Work it off.
Yeah, brand new Jack in the Box location that's going there. The Sonic on Valley, people might remember there was a fire there in early December, and it's still closed as they still have to renovate and repair the location. The owners say they don't have an opening date just yet, but they're continuing to work on it. What's interesting, though, is that company will be celebrating its El Paseo location's 40th anniversary in March. So that location's been there for 40 years, which is kind of interesting. There's this place called Karen's Animal House. It's on 1646 Bahaney Drive in Las Cruces, and they offer dog training classes and pet grooming and pet boarding and all that sort of stuff. A couple of more little small things. Son of an RV is repaving their parking lot, and they want people to know that they're still open. They're just making the parking lot a little bit better. And, you know, the Kmart, a lot of people know that the Kmart on El Paseo Road is closing. It's supposed to close in April, but they're starting a liquidation sale. Actually, it should have started yesterday, so a sale to get rid of all their merchandise if you want to go by and check that out.
A long liquidation sale if it's not until April.
I know. I sort of thought of that myself. I was like, well, how long is it going to take it for things to get bare there pretty well? And are they going to maybe close sooner than April? But, of course, I don't know. So.
Okay, well, we'll keep watch on that one for sure. And in the Babbling Brook this week, this is, I wanted to give a little extra time for this because this is interesting, a Data Privacy Day.
Yeah, exactly. Today is actually Data Privacy Day. And, you know, it's a big concern. So many of us use the Internet for so many things. But is our information being shared out there? You know, is it being sold? Is it being sold to advertisers? That sort of stuff. And we know a lot of that is going on. 85% of people in a recent survey by Microsoft have taken action to protect their privacy. And, you know, people do things like delete cookies, and they opt out of targeting advertising, they uninstall apps, different things like that. But you can never quite get around it all the way. And it's interesting, a lot more and more people are saying that they want to only do business with companies that protect their data privacy and don't share it. But you got to find a way to know that if it is taking place in the first place, is a company you're working with or a website you jump on, are they sharing your information, your personal information? And we know that people keep track of your clicks and what you're looking at and what you buy and all that sort of stuff out there. So that's all your data, but it's floating around out there. And people are finally starting to think about, hey, I don't know if I want it floating around out there.
And it gets more sophisticated all the time. I'm sure a lot of people listening right now have had that eerie experience where they've been surfing for a particular product, and then the next day they get an email that deals with that product. Very weird feeling.
That is. When something pops up and it's like, hey, how did they know?
Mm-hmm. Someone is watching always when you're online. All right. Well, Brooke Stockburger is the business editor at the Sun News. He's always watching, but for the news. He's not Big Brother.
Not Big Brother.
Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Fred.